This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Will Republicans nominate a presidential candidate with a not-so-squeaky clean past? That's the question facing several folks considering a run. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, revered for his leadership after the 9/11 attacks, but he's on his third marriage and estranged from at least one of his children. And his second wife, Donna Hanover, must cringe when she hears this old campaign ad featuring her.
When I first met Rudy, he seemed strong and at the same time gentle, and I liked that. I thought, this is the kind of man I want to be the father of my children, and Rudy is such a great dad.
And John McCain's affair during his previous marriage was attacked by the religious right in 2000. And former House Speaker Newt Gingrich cheated on his wife while he led an effort to impeach President Clinton for lying about cheating on his. Here's Mr. Gingrich on the radio Friday with religious conservative James Dobson.
I asked you if the rumors were true that you were in an affair with a woman, obviously who wasn't your wife, at the same time that Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky were having their escapade.
Well, the fact is that the honest answer is yes.
Joining us to talk about all this, Michael Murphy. He's a Republican political consultant. Mike, welcome back to the show. And I heard you say months ago during a political talk that Rudy Giuliani just could not make it as a Republican candidate because of all the controversy about his personal past. And now here he is leading in the polls. Are Republicans changing?
I actually think that we're in the silly season now, where about 1,000 of us who follow this stuff are all opining. And early polls are extremely misleading. The people are going to pick the nominee are going to be the voters of a couple of early primary states, particularly Iowa and New Hampshire, and they're only starting to pay the earliest of attention. So I think we're way early in this process. What I think I said about Rudy was his biggest problem is more ideological, that he was on the left side of the Republican spectrum. That said, I think Rudy does have a chance to win the nomination. I think McCain and Romney have larger chances. Or, you know, maybe another candidate will jump in. There's been all this speculation about Fred Thompson and Hagel and others. So I think it's an open contest. I think the election may turn on issues that are less about the candidate's personal histories and more about where they stand on the issues or what their particular vision for the country is.
You mentioned Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel. He just says today, this morning in Nebraska, he's not going to run, at least not now. He may later, maybe because he's an anti-war candidate on the Iraq war anyway. That's worse in the Republican Party than cheating on your wife?
Well, no. I think Bill Clinton proved in American politics the voters are less interested in marital fidelity and more interested in what you bring to the table as a leader and what your issues are. And, you know, the Republican primary may be a little different, but I think we have a lot of Republican primary yet to undertake. As far as Hagel, yeah, I think his plan is to wait and see if the anti-war vote in the Republican primary grows over time. No election is static. 10 months is a long time from now. And he's positioned himself as that candidate, and I think thinks he can enter later if that vote grows to the point where he thinks he can win the nomination. A lot of ifs.
How about Newt Gingrich as a candidate with his personal past? Questions about his personal life. I mean, he was talking with James Dobson specifically about his personal life, seeking absolution, perhaps, before he goes to the voters?
Well, or just trying to express a little clarity about it rather than have it hang out there as an issue, because the media will be so attracted to the irony of Clinton and Gingrich and the impeachment, Monica Lewinsky scandals and all that, compared to what Gingrich was doing at the time. So I think he was seeking to defuse all that by mentioning it. Now, I actually give Gingrich some credit. He was a lot more honest about it than Bill Clinton was.
Republican strategist Mike Murphy speaking with us from Los Angeles. Mike, thank you again.
Thank you.